Drive.
Skydiving daredevils look to break sound barrier and next jump.
Northern Lights dazzle over St. Andrew's skies.
With the 5:30 news, I'm Sophie Jones.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 news, I'm Sophie Jones.
And I'm Candace Stevenson.
A major solar eruption last Thursday left a lights show across Scotland last night. From the Shetlands all the way down to St. Andrews, stargazers reported seeing the Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, last night. A coronal mass ejection on October 4th sent solar particles travelling through space at around 400 miles per second, and at their strongest can affect electronic systems in satellites orbiting Earth. For those who missed the lights last night, there is still a chance for a second show tonight around midnight.
Heriberto Lascano, the leader of Los Zetas, Mexico's largest drug cartel, was killed today by the Mexican Navy. Breaking news reports indicate that his body has been stolen from a funeral home by an armed man. Los Zetas has been in the middle of a battle for control of the drug business in northeastern Mexico and is considered to be, quote, the most technologically advanced, sophisticated, and dangerous cartel operating in the country. Before the incident, the governments of the United States and Mexico posted a collective prize of £4.5 million for information leading to the arrest of Lascano, known for his brutality.
An Austrian skydiver aims to become the first human to break the sound barrier unaided by a vehicle. His jump, planned for later today, will last for around 10 minutes in a complete freefall from the edge of space to the ground near Roswell, New Mexico. He hopes to surpass the sound barrier and reach a speed of 690 miles per hour in just 40 seconds. During his jump, he will require an oxygen supply and a suit capable of protecting him in the temperature range from negative 50 degrees Celsius to 28 degrees. You can follow the record-breaking jump live online by searching for Red Bull Stratos.
The netball club at St. Andrews University completed fundraising to support a budding Fife Paralympian. The club, in collaboration with Disability Sport Fife, raised over £2,200 for a racing chair for Callum Sloan, a 9-year-old Dunfermline boy who hopes to represent Team GB at a future Paralympics. Callum and his mother met with the club last Wednesday to thank them for their contribution. The president of DSF, Richard Brickley, had his own praise for the netball club, citing their enthusiasm for the cause as a key feature of the club.
The weather tonight: 5 degrees at midnight and dry with long clear periods developing with light winds. Tomorrow, 11 degrees with continued sunshine and light winds.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.